Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Golden. Here is this week's parenting from the Parsha, Parshat Baha'alotcha, entitled Going Against the Tide. One of the strangest passages in the entire Torah is found in this week's Parsha. As the psukim of Vayehi bin Soa Aron and Uvnucho Yomar, which describe major aspects of Am Yisrael's desert journey, are sectioned off in the Torah by Nunim Hafuchim, what's known as inverted nuns. There's much discussion in the Medrash and Mefarshim regarding the meaning of these inverted nuns and the exact nature of their purpose at this point in the text. Our questions take on added importance when we know that these two psukim are recited in davening each time the Torah is removed from and returned to the Aron Kodesh. On one level, these psukim represent the travel of Bnei Yisrael in the desert, but on another level, they also represent the journey of our nation throughout the generations. But once again, why dafka the letter nun? Why are they inverted, and why are they inserted specifically here? Rabbi Norman Lamb, in what became a well-known drusha at the Manhattan Jewish Center in 1966, gives a very profound answer to this question based on the Kabbalistic Midrash HaNe'elam. The Midrash connects these inverted nuns to the fact that the word nun in Aramaic means fish. Building upon this imagery, Rabbi Lamb suggests that the inverted nuns are meant to symbolize the image of fish swimming upstream against the tide. Typically, everything in a river goes downstream, the water, rocks, branches, etc. There's only one entity that is capable of swimming upstream against its surroundings, and that is the fish. By surrounding these psukim, which symbolize not only the physical journey of Am Yisrael through the desert, but also the national journey of our people across the generations with the inverted nuns, the Torah is teaching us a powerful lesson, suggested by Lamb. Quote, "The authentic Jew must be able to dissent, to keep apart, to be unpopular. When necessary, the Jew must be strong enough to oppose the tide, to swim upstream. The upstream tradition of Judaism means that we must dare to be different. It means that when religious observance is frowned upon, we must frown right back and follow the dictates of our conscience and the teachings of the halacha. Whenever we find society in violation of the sacred ideals of Judaism, we must become the nunim hafuchim, those who are willing to swim upstream and not downstream." End quote. As Jews who choose to live in and be a part of the society around us, we are exposed to all sorts of values and principles. While many of those values are fully in consonance with Torah values, there are many principles in today's society that run fundamentally counter to our values as Torah observant Jews. We are charged with developing the ability to identify those areas where society's standards are different from ours and to stand firm in our beliefs. In those cases, we must be willing to swim upstream against the tide of general society. Swimming against the tide can be particularly challenging and lonely, notes Rabbi Lamb. Quote, "To be different, to go against the tide, often leaves man with a feeling of aloneness. But that is what makes man worthy and life worthwhile." End quote. It is striking to know that these words were specifically said by Rabbi Lamb, a leader of modern orthodoxy who championed the worldview of Torah Umada, the ideal of, quote, "a total commitment to the halacha while living in this world and participating in it fully, culturally, economically, and politically." End quote. Because while Rabbi Lamb firmly believed in the lechatchila value of being a part of and learning from the society around us, he recognized that such a life is also fraught with dangers that we must be aware of and be prepared to fight against. If this message was important in 1966, it is certainly even more critically important in the world in which we live today and in which we are raising our children. As society continues to advance technologically and degenerate morally, we are faced with this greater challenge from both ends. The outside world and its allure have become even more pervasive and harder to avoid, while at the same time its values continue to move further away from our Torah values. While we as a community remain committed to being a part of society, we must be extra vigilant in determining which values from the world around us we want to emulate and which values we must fight against. We must raise our children with a sense of purpose and pride in their Yahadut and instill within them the willingness to fight against the tide and swim upstream when necessary. To end with the poignant words of Rabbi Lamb himself, quote, "This, then, is the meaning for us of the inverted letters. We must never swallow Western civilization whole. We must always stand a bit aside. It does not mean that we can or should resign from Western civilization. It does mean that we must keep somewhat aloof, that we must adopt a critical stance and not embrace it blindly. It means we must exercise dissent and criticism, intelligence and judgment. It means that we must confront all of modern culture, but not necessarily capitulate to it. We must face all the facts of contemporary life, but select for ourselves only that which is worthwhile, while rejecting all that is morally abominable, never succumbing to that which affronts our conscience as Jews and as humans. It means that Vayehi bin Soa Aron, the march of Judaism and Israel through history, must often be characterized by nunim hafuchim, by going upstream, by opposing the tides of the times. Thank you all for listening and wishing everyone a Shavua Tov.